Bald and blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. Hear about tips, tricks, skills, tools, inspiration, mental hygiene. Know what you want and how to create what you desire to achieve predictable results and create a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. I'm your host from Australia, Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior. And with me, as always, is our host from Florida Keys, Daisy Papp. Hi, Daisy. How are you?
Hi, dear Kathy. Thank you so much for, again, making time so we can record another episode that we really gift to the world with so much value and especially much love. Thank you so much. I'm doing fine. Today, I'm a little bit tired, I admit openly, because I worked very long sessions today and they were not the average sessions. So it was really a little bit challenging time-wise and topic-wise. And I'm looking forward to a wonderful weekend, I have to say.
Yes, we all deserve some time off, don't we? And I know that recording this is the favorite part of my week, and I know it's one of the favorite parts of yours too.
Yes, it's wonderful.
We appreciate you bringing your energy and your knowledge to help all of us, Daisy, so much. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate this platform and I appreciate our listeners who are open to change their life and to learn, grow and evolve. I appreciate that.
Yes. And it is fantastic to see how our listeners are growing and growing because it means we're having the impact that we've visioned that we can. And that's funnily enough, the subject for today, Daisy. Today, I want to talk about dreams and not dreams as in sleeping dreams, but dreams as in our visions and how we can envisage how we really want our life to be instead of getting caught up in where we are and what's going wrong now and what went wrong in the past. I want to help our listeners go, here is how we dream a big dream and then start the process of moving towards making that a reality. And of course, this is what we teach in our Facebook group, Dream Life Creators Bald Warrior. So if you want a step-by-step map, guys, come over to Facebook and join us there.
Dreams. It's a short word with a big meaning. And we all have them. Don't we have them since we were little children? And what happened to most of our dreams? Were we able to achieve them? Were we able to make them a reality? Or did we lose them along the way?
Yes.
And if we lost them, how can we find them again?
Yes.
Or revive them?
Absolutely.
Or how can we adjust parts and pieces of these dreams to make them realistic and achievable? How can we break these dreams down to stepping stones?
Yes. Excellent question. Excellent questions.
I think dreams are very important in our lives because they help us to evolve. And even though sometimes we may dream big and others may call us a dreamer, nevertheless, when we stick to our dreams, I have a strong belief that we can be so much more than we limit ourselves to.
Yes, 100%.
I would start, okay, so let's have an inventory. What is your dream? Out you, listeners, think about it. What is one of your dreams? And when you think of your dream, while you think of your dream, notice how you're feeling inside. What's the first response? Feelings, sensations, thoughts around it. And this is already the breaking point because when I dream, or I have a dream and I think about it, but inside I feel, will never happen.
Aha.
Then we already predestine the dream.
you're killing it before it even has a chance.
Mm-hmm. And then no wonder it cannot grow.
Yes.
Now, the beauty of it is that we were all born with a conscience. If we cultivate it or not, or to what degree, that's a question of cultural background, traditions, upbringing, and our decisions. But originally, I do believe we all were born with a conscience. Now, if I dream something that would harm someone else, then I truly hope that in most humans, the conscience kicks in and stops us.
Okay, yes.
And when we filter out and can clearly state that this dream is not going to throw anyone else under the bus, but it is bringing something good into this world, because when I will fulfill my dream, it will have an impact on others as well. And now when there is a harmony between the dream itself and the impact it will have, when that is in balance, then it becomes easier to take steps towards fulfilling this dream. Would you agree?
That makes so much sense. Yes, absolutely. And I think what you said about the conscience and dreaming things that are positive and don't harm others is important, because some humans can have negative thoughts towards others because they're stuck in their pain. And of course, that's part of what we're trying to help people not do.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because it's really important that we dream good things for us, for our families, for the people that we love, and just the community around us. Let's not harbor any ill will towards anybody else. Let's dream good dreams.
Yes, because in the meantime, when you dream these good dreams, the moment you feel good about them, your body is like your compass in that. It shows you, it signals to you, does it feel right or not? Has nothing to do with intuition. And when it feels right, then it becomes easier to take the action step by step towards that dream. Mm-hmm. When you look at an athlete dreaming of winning that world championship, I can give you an example. I worked with an athlete who went to protect his title, world champion title, for an event, and he was scared. He had some thoughts that held him back. So even in training, he doubted himself. He thought that, no, I'm not going to make it this time. I won't be able. And when we addressed what was holding him back, that is when the page turned within him and he was able to feed that dream. That is when his pictures in his head and the stories he told himself, we have 70,000 plus thoughts a day. Then he saw himself standing there receiving, you know, the trophy, and in his specific sport where he's a world champion. And he was seeing it and he was envisioning it with the five senses. He heard the cheering and the applause, and he saw the people standing up and jumping up from their chairs and really just being the best fans that he could wish for. And he started feeling how it feels when he won that. And that mental state of mind supported his dream. So what holds us back from our dreams and what brings us closer to our dreams is exactly the same. It is pictures in our head, and it's the word we repeat in our head. And they either, as you like to say, it either brings you one step closer or one step farther away. So, and the same comes to dreams. So to end this story on a good note, the man traveled to Europe and then he flew out there and he fought to protect his world champion title. And of course, he succeeded. But what does it require? What are the ingredients? I do believe that once we have a recipe, I like to cook. I know you like to cook as well. And sometimes I like to try something new. Not so often, because my taste is quite established in a way that I know what I like and I also know what I don't like. Nevertheless, sometimes I like to experiment. And then when I read through the recipe, then I already know if the ingredients, based on the ingredients, once it's ready, if I will like it or not. So it's the choice of recipe. That's the first step. And then once I know the ingredients and I can read the instructions step by step. So first you do this, second you chop that, third then you whatever puree this, and then third you throw the onions in the hot oil, and then you do this and that and add the fish and add the bay leaves or rosemary or oregano or even mint leaves. That's the thing I was experimenting with, lemon. That was quite nice and refreshing here in our endless summers in Florida. And then it becomes more clear once you see the outline of the recipe with the know-how and how-to, then it becomes replicable. And the same is with achieving our dreams or feeding our dreams and nourishing our dreams so that they can become reality, making our dreams come true.
So let me ask you, Daisy, are we going to give away the recipe for dreaming?
Well, that's a good one. I wonder, guys, we need to take a break because Kathy and I, we need to make a discussion here, if or if not, and to what degree are we going to give away the recipe for dreams? I can give away the short version because it is my pleasure and it is my joy to give away in this short format what I can.
Yes.
That suits the length of our program.
Yes, of course. And more in-depth learning, that's where we have our tribe and we do that work there. So like we said before, come over to our Facebook group.
Yes.
But for our podcast audience, whom we love helping, yeah. And Daisy's always very generous with her knowledge.
Yes, and whoever wants to see their dreams flourishing and becoming more and more real, they also can have a one-on-one session. That's possible too. So the short version is, have a look what you really want. In case you don't know what you want, write a list of what you don't want. Because I know people, I work with them, they tell me repeatedly, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this to happen ever again, I don't want it. And I say, so what do you want instead? So that is how we can find out what we do want. Once you know what you do want, then think about it and close your eyes. Not while you're driving or operating machinery, of course, or walking or running. When you're in a safe place, when you can take a few moments for yourself, undisturbed, preferably. And then close your eyes and just create that picture of your future self where you already have achieved that dream. And then notice how it feels. And once you know how it feels, you sense it in your body, is going to respond with the matching feelings from head to toe. Some people feel heat in their palms. Some others feel a tingling in their nose. Some others feel a tension in their cheeks because they start smiling. Others feel an increased heartbeat, that their heart starts racing because the excitement kicks in. And then others just feel that wonderful warmth or balance inside. So just notice while you're sitting there with your eyes closed and you see your future self doing exactly what is it that you wish in your dream, look what your future self looks like, look what your future self thinks like, look what your future self behaves like, look at the body posture, look at the speech, at the words, at the thinking. So look at it and then notice how it feels within you. And stay with that feeling. And some say, when you're able to stay with this feeling for 17 seconds, then you already fueled it up. Now, if you are able to do that for 60 seconds, I like 60 seconds personally, and just stick with it and feel it. And then do that every day. Do that every day. Go back, imagine that picture. Make it as real as possible. And you can always add something too, because maybe you forgot the sunshine in the picture, or maybe you forgot the music in that picture, or maybe you forgot that you might want to have a horse and then put the horse in that picture, or maybe you want a specific car.
Make sure you've got our podcast with you in that picture too, guys.
That is almost subliminal suggestion. But maybe yes. And there are some things you can be very specific with, and then it is important to also leave a lot of space to fill in by itself. And I like a phrase that's very powerful. May it be the best way possible. Because let's face it, nothing's better than the best. Would you agree? Therefore, you allow yourself and you allow your subconscious mind to fill in the blank in even more positive ways you might have access to right here, right now, or not. And then do that. Continue doing that. When you do that for 30 days, you did a lot, but you need to stick for it for 60 seconds. And if you really want to increase that, the power of that, then do it in the morning, just the moment when you wake up. Do not go and rush out to the bathroom, because your body can be trained to wait another 60 seconds. Do not look at your phone, check your emails, the news, Twitter, Instagram, find us on Facebook and so forth. Don't.
Do this first.
And then you prime yourself for the day.
Hot tip, guys. Hot tip.
That's the short version. And then, of course, there are enhancers that we use in the one-on-one sessions or when we work with a corporation or with a business and they want to achieve specific goals, or teams, especially sports teams. They are great examples. When you have, for example, 8 rowers and they need to be quite fast, but they also need to be intact.
Yes, and synchronized.
And when you have 8 minds and 8 hearts envisioning at the same time the achieved goal, I get goosebumps right here, right now, because I've seen it and I've done it.
I've actually got them as well, because that's powerful.
And then they go out and get the gold medal. But that's another story. I will write a book one day. I will write a book one day about the athletes I worked with. And maybe in the meantime, they will finally stand up and say, Daisy, you can talk about me. Because the problem is I'm really facing. And I know Kathy is giggling here because I see her. You guys don't see her. You, dear listeners, you cannot see her. But I see her giggling here.
I'm giggling, of course, because we were talking about this before we started recording.
In a completely different context. Mm. But these athletes and celebrities I'm working with, they don't share with anyone that they're working with me because they keep me as their secret. And of course, my confidentiality is my priority. So I'm from time to time, I knock at their door virtually and ask, hey, let me know when you're ready to really shout out. And they always say, no, I can't talk about that, because they want to keep me as a secret. And I respect that. There will come a day when that changes too. But when it comes to dreams, I know people who made unbelievable dreams come true. I did it myself. There is a technique that I'm using personally, and we will speak about it maybe end of January. I'm not sure about that. Maybe the year after that January. I'm not so certain about it. But there is a technique that is so powerful that whenever I really want to make something speed up, then that's exactly what I do. And every single time it works.
There you have it, guys. Daisy's in the know. Thank you for giving us your short version shortcuts, because I think that what you have given us is the perfect starting point for people to actually start this, bring it into their life.
Yes.
Because I know that so many people out there stuck in this negativeness, partly because of what's going on in the world, partly because maybe they don't know how to change, partly because they're just in this pain zone and a bit stuck. And one of our missions is to help you guys move out of that state and start change in your own lives. And I think you've given us the perfect mini formula to take the first step.
I think so. It's doable.
I think that's powerful. It's absolutely doable. And the important thing that you said, I want to reiterate, before you gave us that little shortcut recipe, when you was talking about your cooking, The first thing you said was choice of recipe. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that down, and I'm going to say out there to the listeners, that is the first step before even figuring out what you do and don't want, is choosing that you want to dream again, choosing that you're going to take your dreams back mm-hmm. and actually start dreaming and start believing.
Yeah, but here is the thing. You cannot start believing when you internally don't feel it. That is the trick. So we need to construct something and put our feelings in coherence with that. And that is when magic can happen. Feeding the dreams or allowing the dreams to be alive. Many years ago, I wrote a song and I was singing it with a vocal coach together, and the title is Dreams. And there's one line in that song that I so strongly believe in. Believe in your dreams. Your dreams believe in you.
Absolutely, yes. Couldn't say it better. And in fact, I would really like to play that song. We never really do this, but we're going to do this today in honor, actually, guys, of our 21st episode, which is what this one is. We're going to play
We're adults.
Our 21st episode. We are going to play you a Daisy Papp original, never before released, and right now is available only on baldandblonde.live website. So let's have a listen to this. I think it perfectly fits today's topic and discussion. And when I listened to it, I just found myself being uplifted in such a beautiful way. So let's have a listen, guys.
Nowhere to go. My dreams were waiting for me to find them all. I can't remember when I closed all the doors. Got lost. Was my dream to be alone? Once my embers never close your dreams. You've got to believe in your dreams.
Believe in your dreams.
That moves me, Daisy. It is such a beautiful song. Like, I want to say thank you for bringing that into the world, because I love music so much and would have liked to have that gift this life. Perhaps next one I will get it. But I find it amazing how people can give life to music and words the way that you guys have done in that song. So thank you for that. And thank you for letting us play it on the episode. And I hope everyone else out there loved it as much as I do.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, guys, we're going to wrap up today. Make sure you jump over to our website and grab your copy of Daisy's song so you can stick it on your phone and listen to it whenever you like. We are so thankful to all of our supporters out there that have been sharing the word, have been helping us grow our audience. A lot of financial support has come in too. We really appreciate that. It helps us do this the best way we can to help you guys out there.
I'm so glad for every single ear listening to us. And I wanted to thank you, Kathy, for being my partner in this. And I want to thank life that we have the opportunity to share what we have. And I believe that the more people are willing to share what they can and have, the better this world will be for all of us. Thank you deeply from my heart.
On my part, you're very welcome, Daisy. It is my pleasure and joy to be able to do this with you and help so many people out there. So that's it from us today, guys. Make sure you listen to all of our episodes and continue to share with your friends and family. And if you would like some deeper learning, come and join us in our Facebook group, Dream Life Creators. And meet us, Daisy and Kathy. We are Bold and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. And follow us on Instagram at baldandblonde.live. Bye.
See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to the Bold and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. If you love what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast. In our show notes, you can find the link to our Facebook group, where you can personally connect with Daisy and Kathy, and the link to our website, where you can find all of our previous episodes and much more of goodies so you can get the most value. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps out the show and helps us to get some powerful feedback from you. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon.